This is Evan Kleiman, and you're listening to The Piecast, a special bonus podcast all about pie. Bean pies have a really unique place in American history. Members of the Nation of Islam famously sold them door-to-door and promoted them as a healthy alternative to sugary pies. Good Food contributor Eddie Lin recently tried the bean pies down at Shabazz Seafood Restaurant in Leimert Park.
Hi, this is Eddie Lin, and I'm here with Muriel Jones of Shabazz Fish and Grill. We're not really here for the fish. We're here for something very special. First, I'd like to have you explain Shabazz for us.
Shabazz is an African name. It means prosperous. It comes from out of the West African tradition. And it was actually originated by the Nation of Islam, which originated back east, out of Detroit, Michigan. And Shabazz kind of evolved from out of the African-American community. And some of our products that came out of the Shabazz tradition reflect the culture of African-Americans.
So the bean pie, the famous Nation of Islam bean pie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the origin of the bean pie?
The concept came from the Nation of Islam wanting to help to transform the African-American diet. And one of the very popular items, dessert items in the African-American diet was a sweet potato pie, which they felt was more harmful on the body system as opposed to the white navy bean, which is what the bean pie is made from. That the navy bean had more protein to it. We used brown sugar. We used a whole wheat crust. And so they felt that it was a good transitional food from the sweet potato pie to the bean pie because it was a little more wholesome.
From what I understand, it tastes kind of like pumpkin pie.
It does. It tastes exactly, to me, not exactly, but it has the same consistency of a pumpkin or a sweet potato pie, or even flan in the Latino culture. So it has that custardy kind of consistency to it. And it's a sweet dessert. Many people, originally, when they first introduced it to the market, when you said bean pie, they thought it was like a burrito.
Well, I thought it was going to be savory and not sweet.
Right, exactly.
You know, because when I think of beans, I think, you know, mm-hmm. I definitely don't think sweet.
Right, right, right. So we take the bean, we soak it overnight to get some of the gaseous factors out of it, and then we cook it and we grind it. And we refrigerate it, and then we're able to use it. As opposed to the sweet potato, you can actually use it right after you bake it or boil it, and you can use it hot. We have to use our beans in the recipe cold.
Meryl, you don't have to give away your recipe or anything, but I'm just curious. Are all bean pies pretty much the same, or do they taste different?
Yeah, they do taste different. I'm from New York, the Bronx, so the Bronx New York bean pie tastes a lot different than the California bean pie. So you have people who put their own little flavor to it. The basic recipe stays the same, but some people may use a lot more margarine, a little less. They may cut it with honey and brown sugar. Some people use all brown sugar, so that's going to be reflected in the taste.
Is there a difference between the Chicago and Detroit bean pies?
Yes, the Chicago bean pie, it's more like, to me, it's more like the pumpkin because you don't see a distinct separation between a top layer and a bottom layer. Whereas with the Chicago East Coast type bean pie, it's all one. Whereas with the West Coast, you have the little layer right on top.
Yeah, that kind of crusty layer
top.
That's I like that. That's nice. Well, Muriel, I feel healthier already just talking to you. So I can't wait to try your food.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, boy, I just had a taste of the Shabazz bean pie, and it is amazing. I mean, it's like it's very much like a pumpkin pie with the nutmeg and the cinnamon, but it's a lot lighter. What I really love is this very thin crust that's formed during the baking process. Where all the seasonings kind of rise and forms this really thin layer that you kind of just break and crack, kind of like a cookie, like a thin little cookie before you get into the actual bean pie part. I had a really wonderful time down here in Leimert Park at the Shabazz Fresh Fish and Grill with their wonderful bean pies.
Andrea Cavaliere is here from Cecconi, where he's the chef in West Hollywood, and you have an unusual pie recipe to share with me.
Good afternoon. Yes, I have these leeks crab saffron tart.
So it's sort of like a quiche.
It's a quiche. Can be a quiche, but also can be. There are two versions. One is flat, more like a tart, French style. Other one is a sort of pie, like a quiche. More like a quiche.
And crab is a very traditional food in northern Italy, especially around Venice.
It is. Venice, Venetian, was where Cecconi's, the roots, the real original roots are. So I used to use the crab from Adriatico Sea. Then when I was cooking in London, we used to use the Cornwall crab. Here, we have an amazing Dungeness crab. So, I mean, just adapt where you cook.
Yeah, we do. We have beautiful crab here. So what do you pair the crab with to make the pie?
So you start from leeks. So leeks, the sweetness from the leeks when in the season are amazing. Adding a little bit of a cream and a touch of cream, saffron powder, little bit of pistols, and the crab. I think works very well. They combine well. They're all sweet. When they're baked in a puff pastry, they're fantastic.
And you add a little bit of egg to bind the custard?
Exactly. So the cream and the eggs will work together to become a custard, nice and thick. Mm. But also at the same time, melt in your mouth.
And you're sautéing the leeks in butter, I imagine?
Olive oil. I try to avoid, stay away from the... I don't think you need any... adding the cream, I don't think you need any extra butter.
Mm. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me today. Thank you.
Check out pies from some of LA's best bakers on our Pie a Day project on the Good Food blog. It's all at kcrw.com/goodfood. And enter your pie in the second annual Good Food Pie Contest. It's Labor Day weekend in Beverly Hills. Go to kcrw.com/pie to enter.